And before we begin our Torah study, let's pray together. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. We are in the first month of 2022, and I have a prayer in my heart that we would look ahead with, not with fear, not with disappointment and expectation of problems, but with trust in God and expectation of blessings from Him. That is exactly what the Lord expected from His people when He brought them out of slavery in Egypt. When we read the book of Exodus, we tend to judge the Israelites for their rebellion and lack of trust in God. And sometimes you may think, if I were there and followed Moses and saw God's glorious presence in Egypt and then in the wilderness, I would never rebel, never oppose the will of God. You know, the difference between them and us is that we have the Torah. We can read the following page from the Bible and find out how it all ends. And they did not have this opportunity. They wrote the Torah with their lives, experiences, victories and defeats, and successes and mistakes. They walked this long and challenging path so that today we can learn from their mistakes as to how to trust the Lord. And we must never forget that their path was not fast and was not easy. The Lord led them not to a resort, not to vacation in Miami or Hawaii, but a desert full of enemies and hard trials. Sometimes it was so difficult for them, and the problems they faced there were so new to them and incomprehensible that they were ready to return to the slavery in Egypt, a difficult place, but at least familiar to them. So the Lord taught them humility, faith, obedience to His voice, unity, and spirituality. In the wilderness, He remade them as a people, as each person separately, both inside and outside. Today we are also writing the book of Acts of our lives, our journey with the Lord. There are numerous trials and problems on our way. Sometimes we want meat because we no longer want manna, or we encounter snakes, demons, sins that wants to bite us, and we have to run to the cross of the Messiah in order to receive forgiveness and healing. You and I have days when we do not feel the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. And Yeshua the Messiah gave us water from the rock of salvation to satisfy our thirst. There are times when it seems that the desert will never end and better times will never come, that the problems drag on for so long and we are so tired. Someone perhaps is already murmuring against the Lord and setting condition for Him how he should act, while someone is already worshipping a golden idol, an Egyptian calf, poured out of gold because it is more convenient. The idol can be controlled and carried everywhere we want. But it is impossible to govern the Lord. He directs His children, and we need to follow Him in obedience. Please remember, the Lord brought us out not to destroy, but to bring us to the promised land so that we may know Him, communicate with Him, love Him more than anything in this world. Trust Him, follow Him, even if you do not understand what is happening around you. Expect blessing from Him, not defeat, and the Lord certainly will help you. So let's take a look at the Torah chapter, today's Torah chapter. Let us open Exodus 13, verses 17 and 18. It is a remarkable place of scriptures. So let us read together. After Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, though that was nearby. For God said, the people might change their minds if they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people round by the way of the wilderness to the Sea of Reeds, and the Bnei Israel went up out of the land of Egypt armed. So, let's repeat together. The Lord brought them out of Egypt, not to destroy, but to bless them. Please, remember these words if you don't remember anything else from my sermon. The Lord brought you out of the bondage of sin and death and delivered you from Satan, not to destroy you, but to bless you. It is in His heart. How important it is for us to realize this truth. The Lord wants to bless us. When the Jewish people left Egypt, they did not know or understand that the short path to the promised land led them directly to the Philistine or Plishtim, a warlike people with their vast army and chariots. And chariots were the tanks of the time, which constituted the main striking power of their army of Philistines, Plishtim. And the path was so long and seemed arbitrary. However, this path bypassed the Philistine army. The people of Israel were not yet ready to fight, although they did not understand it. It seemed to the Israelites that there was no end to the wilderness. But, please be careful here, but if they had gone along the coast by a short route, then everyone would have died because of Philistines. The land of the Philistines, Eretz Plishtim, is not today's Palestine. And the Plishtins, or Philistines, are not Palestinians at all, as some believe. Plishtim were the invaders. They were the failed empire of the peoples of the sea. The Philistines, Plishtim, were enemies of Egypt and enemies of Israel. And when the people of Israel grumbled on the long journey because they did not see the end of the wilderness, they did not even realize that the Lord had saved them from bloody war and inevitable destruction. The Lord saved them through this long route. When you know this, all the story of Exodus makes sense. The same is happening in today's spiritual world. And the same temptation befall you and me. Sometimes you may not understand something, not see the future and prospects in our lives. Or it may seem to us that the Lord is leading us in the long and wrong direction, although it seems that there is a much easier and shorter way. But let's remember that the Lord leads us, and He does not want to destroy us, but to bless us. I want to show one exciting way of how we can keep ourselves from grumbling, from defeat, and how we can inherit God's promises. There are two essential psalms that I want to talk about. The first one is Psalm 23, verse 4. Again, Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. When you are in the valley, you do not see the horizon and often do not understand what awaits you ahead and what is around, because the mountains hide the future from you. And therefore, through the prophet and King David, the Lord gives us direction. When you are in the valley of the shadow of death, and it is dark and scary around you, there is only one hope left. Trust in the Lord. It says here, your rod and your staff comfort me. The rod is a symbol of the power of God, His omnipotence. The staff is His will for your life, a sign of His guidance in your life. That He is your shepherd and He knows better there where to lead you. There are times when the only thing that remains is to believe with all your heart that the Lord is with you even when you do not feel Him. The words "your rod and your staff" mean that I put my trust in Almighty God who is with me right now. I believe in it. I trust in it. I trust in the Word of God. So how do we behave in the valley of the shadow of death? It's a good question. Let's read the verse from the following Psalm, Psalm 24, which goes just after 23, as if it continued. So, Psalm 24, verse 3. Who may go up on the mountain of Adonai? Who may stand in His holy place? So, Psalm 23 speaks of the valley of death, and Psalm 24 is about the mountain of the Lord. When today someone immigrates to Israel, we say they made Aliyah to Eretz Israel, or to the land of Israel. Aliyah in Hebrew is translated as an ascent, as an ascent. Therefore, when we invite our reading team to read the Torah, we ask them to make Aliyah, to ascend to the Torah. So let's remember where the concept of Aliyah came from. The fact is that Jerusalem and the temple were located on the top of Mount Zion. And in order to come to the temple for the holidays or to make a sacrifice, it was necessary to make Aliyah, ascend to Mount Zion. From all sides, pilgrims going to worship the Lord had to go up. And when you go up, your head is up and your eyes are looking up. It is like a picture of faith. When we go up to the Lord, we look up at Him and trust Him. So let's continue. Let's count how many Psalms of ascents, Psalms of Aliyah, are in the Bible. Psalm 120 through 134. 14 Psalms are called a song of ascents, the songs of Aliyah, the Psalms sung by the pilgrims when they ascended to the temple in Jerusalem. And what is very interesting, the last two Psalms of ascents, 133 and 134, talk about biblical unity among believers, unity in the body of Messiah. Let us read a few verses from Psalm 133. Verse 1. A song of ascents of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And the next psalm, Psalm 134, verse 1 through verse 3. A song of ascents. Behold, bless Adonai, all servants of Adonai, who stand by night in the house of Adonai. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless Adonai. May Adonai bless you out of Zion, maker of heaven and earth. According to Psalms, unity between believers, followers of the Lord, is possible only during the joint ascent to the Lord, only during the serving Him. That is what the book of Psalms calls unity. And immediately, the following Psalm 135 reminds us of the Exodus from Egypt, the chapter from the Torah that we are reading today. It's very interesting for me. Let us read Psalm 135, verse 1 through verse 5. Hallelujah! Praise the name of Adonai. Give praise, O servants of Adonai. standing in the house of Adonai, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise Adonai, for Adonai is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is delightful. For Adonai has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel and his treasures possession. For I have known that Adonai is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. This is the goal of the Exodus. To learn that the Lord is God, that he is good, how to worship and serve him, how to ascend to him. And you know, often to climb the mountain to worship God, you have to cross the valley of the shadow of death, a valley of trials and a valley of problems. What is very important to note, climbing the mountain is much more difficult, whereas going downhill is much easier. How often it happens that in our lives, when we face difficulties, it is much easier for us to bow down our heads and go on about feelings, fears, lies that the enemy whispers to us. How often the enemy says, well, that's it. The Lord brought you out only to destroy you in the desert. Look around. You can't see anything, only problems around you. But the Lord says, come on, ascend. Make aliyah to the Lord's mountain, to the place of his presence. I did not bring you out to destroy you, but to lead you and save your precious soul from eternal death. This is the will of the Lord. Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. I would like to read only one verse, Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Yeshua replied, a certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked by robbers who stripped him and beat him. Then they left, abandoning him as half dead. So the road from Jerusalem to Jericho led down from the temple. And how often on this easy, as it seemed to us, way down, we came across robbers, enemies of our soul, who have only one desire, to rob and destroy us. Therefore, our calling is always to go up, raise our spiritual eyes upward to the Lord and trust him. Now I want to read another psalm of the ascent, psalm of Aliyah. It's Psalm 121, verse 1 through verse 8. Actually, it's all psalm. Psalm 121. A psalm of ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where does my help come? My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. Your keeper will not slumber. Behold, the keeper of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Adonai is your keeper. Adonai is your shadow at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Adonai will protect you from all evil. He will guard your life. Adonai will watch over your coming and your going from this time forth and forevermore. And please, it is so important to understand. It is essential to understand that this psalm is intended not to those who go down the easy path of disappointment and sin, but for those who go up to the Lord to worship in his presence. If we want to apply this psalm in our lives, we need to decide to go up into the presence of the Lord. Because help is from above. You must strive for it because the Lord brought you out not to destroy you, but to bring you to his holy place, to his house. The Jewish people did not follow their own will. They walked in the ways of the Lord. And the Lord sometimes chooses paths that seem long to us and not spiritual. But we have been given the Holy Spirit, who will certainly lead us to the right path. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For all who are led by the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. We are sons and daughters of God. I want to conclude my message with a simple idea, very simple idea. For me, the main lesson of the Exodus is that everyone goes through difficult trials in their lives. Each person has their test, but each of us has a choice. When there is no way forward, it seems that the road is too long and tiring. You may feel hopelessness, meaninglessness, and a desire to grumble against God. But at such moment in life, it is necessary to trust the Lord, to climb the Lord's mountain with patience, to go into His presence, to the house of prayer, glorifying His holy name. Remember, the Lord did not bring you out to destroy, and the desert of your life will finally end. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, one of my favorite verses today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Please accept it as a prayer for you, as a word from the Lord into your life. No temptation has taken hold of you except what is common to mankind. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape, so you will be able to endure it. Amen. Yeshua is with you to support you, just like He was with Israel in the wilderness, showing the way every time in difficult circumstances, giving water in the dry places, sending manna from heaven, fighting enemies. And when it's difficult for you and you don't see the way ahead, praying Psalm 91 to the Lord by faith. Believe in it. You who live in the shelter of Elyon, which means God Most High, who spent your nights in the shadow of Shaddai, which means Almighty, who say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Receive it as your prayer and trust the Lord, because He is with you. So we'll close with Aaron's blessing, as we normally do at Beth Israel. And we'll return and we'll worship the Lord. And tomorrow we'll continue our time together. So let us pray together. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Yer Adonai panavelecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. See you tomorrow. Shabbat shalom.